Kingsway, what up, people? What's going on out there? Hope everybody's having a great day. Hope everybody pursued their goals, their ambitions, stayed on track. Don't let this world distract you, right? And the only way you can't let this world distract you is your foundation has to be strong. I repeat this. Your foundation has to be strong, people. You got to believe in something. You got to hold on to something. Hold on to a rail in the hallway. Do something. But because when it comes, it's going to come at you. And I learned the hard way. Without foundation, you will fall over. Anyways, do you find yourself worrying financially more than worrying about being great with the gifts that you have? Let me say that again. Do you find yourself worrying more about financial needs and financial aspects more than you worry about being great with your gifts? We all have great gifts, right? And it's our great gifts are what we apply to this world and what we navigate through and what we expose other people to. We expose people to our gifts. We expose people to our greatness. We all have something signature that we're giving back, right? And in return, that signature will bring you salvation, will bring you solace, will bring you nourishment, right? But tell me y'all don't get trumped out there over finances, right? Finances, money, money, money. We need money. We need money to eat, right? We need money to live, right? Chase that dollar, right? Let's get this money. Do you think about getting that money before you think about getting success? Or is getting the money the success? Seriously, how many of you guys think that getting money, making a lot of money is successful, right? Or is it what you're doing to get the money that's making you successful? You're successful because whatever you're good at right now is bringing the money in it, right? But do we skip over what we're good at and go straight to how much money we can make with what we're good at? See, I'm all about using myself, everything about me, to be successful in this world. I need that. I need the pieces of Cain to be cleansed. And how I'm going to get cleansed is by using myself as a message board, as an example, as a self-sustaining machine to move through this life and endure whatever's in my path. It's crazy how, honestly, the setbacks I've had, the mishaps I've had, the things that I've done that I got some harsh experiences from, I know that conquering and overcoming is in my blood. Now, it may have got fused into my blood because of the extreme situations that, of course, I put myself in. But each situation still demands a position that you take, right? No matter what position you're in life, whether you're facing bad medical issues, bad health, whether you're facing bad finances, bad relationships, whether you're just facing a bad freaking day, right? It still comes down to you have the position inside you, how you're going to view that situation, how you're going to walk away from that situation, how you overcome it, how you conquer it, or if you let it devour you, right? So regardless of the choices that we make, right? Bad predicaments we put ourselves in. Now, don't get me wrong. There's people that just thrive off of doing wrong, negativity. That's what they do, man. They're lost souls. They're hopeless. We see it all day. You just can't change certain people. You know, they got places for those people. The graveyards are full of them. Supermaxes are full of them. Life sentences, no parole, mental hospitals, insanity. You ain't coming home. That's it. They got places for you. Maybe they'll find their hope in there. Maybe they'll find their change in there. Because change can still happen, but it just needs to happen in certain locations in people's lives. But if you're like me, right? If you're like me, and you don't take no shame, don't hold no shameful pride over your situations in your life because you've come to a status within yourself that concrete confidence repels you from feeling anything different for yourself when society or the world around you peckers and pulls on your flaws and attacks your mistakes, cuts you down by your knees and tries to make you feel anything lesser than what you are. See, you become immune to that over time. You're immune to that now. You've been exposed to that too much. And you know what? Your mindset, your thinking pattern is conquer, overcome, dominate, win, learn, prevail, educate, be great, right? Do you know what it means to have those kind of attributes? You know what it means to say you're a conqueror, overcomer, dominator, an endurer, committed to success of the self, right? Are you committed? Are you committed to success in yourself? Screw the bank account. Screw the likes, the followers, and the influence. But are you committed to be successful in yourself? Like, do you be like, you know, by yourself, smiling at your own gestures, smiling at your own results, right? When you could smile at your own results and look back and be like, wow, look at where I'm at. Look what I've done. This is crazy. I'm amazing, right? That's not egotistical. That's not narcissism. That's not having overconfidence and thinking that you're all that and better than anybody else. It is being immune to how this society perpetuates a strong force of breaking people down and making them feel lesser than what they really are. And get, if you played your hand in making ignorant choices in your life, you supplied the ammunition. You supplied the ammunition for this society to tweak you and classify you, because, you know, it's a rat race to the top. Whatever top people trying to get to, right? But if they could take you out by defaming you and incriminating you with your own life story, you're done. But if it's in your blood, if it's in your blood to be committed, if it's in your blood to wake up every day, make yourself better mentally, because you invest in that self, you invest in yourself. If you invest in mentally enhancing your self-awareness and your understanding and increasing your learning curve all around the board, let me tell you something. You're going to be an unstoppable force. I don't care what you did in your past. You're not going to be shaken. You're not going to be putting that coat hanger and hung somewhere to dry like you ain't nothing, because you can handle yourself. And handling yourself is not being physically capable to defend yourself off attack. Handling yourself is to be in control of your mind when ignorant statements come your way, or when people call you out other than what you are and you lack confidence and you're insecure about the attributes and gifts that you've been given in this world. And when people think that they're unwrapping your gifts and think they know what's inside your gift box before you know it, that's a problem, right? So do you worry about the money before you worry about living a life full of what your gifts have to offer this world? Ask yourself that. What are you really worried about? Because if you're worried about the finances, right, that must mean you're not in tune with what you're good at, right? Because if you let the worry take over, it shuts down the other thinking process that you need to invest in what you're good at. Everybody's good at something, right? And what you're good at is needed in this world. And 9 out of 10 times, applying that into the world will provide nourishment. So ask yourself, are you worried about the finances before you're worried about applying your gifts to this world? See, I'm worried about life is short, and I'm still getting over the fact of how much time I wasted with ignorance. And I'm worried that I might not meet that pinnacle of brightness and shine to expose a good amount of people to how great I am.